T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Monday, March 18th, 2019. You might notice that Kennedy is not on the podcast. She's actually out sick. But we have a bunch of funny stuff for you anyway. Annie out for St. Patrick's Day in Dorchester. Salt out on St. Patrick's Day in Marshfield. And me, I'm just going broke because of my wife's car.
Oh, yeah.
Little Irish jig for you.
I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull.
That's amazing. Never heard that before.
My heart is
I'm in love. I don't know if you're one of those people that just like is all in for St. Patty's Day and you went to Southie, or you avoid it like the plague. It's just funny to hear people and they're like, oh, that's the best day of the year. I can't wait to go. And then other people are like, you couldn't pay me $1 million to be in Southie for the St. Patty's Day.
I am all in for St. Patty's Day because I avoid Southie.
Southie, yep.
That's how you get all in.
I had to go into the city to meet a friend and oh my gosh, it was just such
a
mess.
Zoo.
You see it's people nuts. Just stumbling at 1 p.m.
Yeah. Did you see the line for the Broadway, one of the bars there? The line was at least 500 people. I'm not exaggerating.
It's crazy.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So where is this audio from, Annie?
So I avoided Southie. I'm just kind of over it. Just because I did it for so long when I was younger that I'm...
You mean so long? You're 24.
Yeah. I was there at 13 years old.
You're in the wheelhouse of who's supposed to be going to this party.
I'm telling you.
I've been doing this for so long.
I've been doing this for so long. No, I just... I think
the old grizzled veteran.
You sound
veteran.
Like Miley Cyrus, yeah. You know?
Oh my God.
It's just not for me anymore.
Okay.
You know? So,
okay.
So we went to a bar in Dorchester called The Landmark. They had live Irish music. It was awesome. And I was with a couple of my friends, Pat and Nikki, the two ones that I wanted to talk to about it. And they were tipping a couple back pretty early.
How would you describe this St. Patrick's Day?
Happy St. Patrick's Day! Woo!
Can we go on the record and say that wasn't me? Because it wasn't. You think I sound like that?
No, but how are you feeling today?
Feeling pretty good.
How do you think people should spend their St. Patrick's Day?
Do whatever you want to do. You want to come to Quincy, which is legit God's country.
God's country.
Anybody who's not from around here should come to God's country.
Milton is God's country, by the way.
So whatever she just said, just disregard that.
Okay, so that's your friend Nikki?
Happy St. Patrick's Day!
For the look of the Irish to you!
You have to understand.
Oh my gosh!
Milton and Quincy are next to each other, and they've always been kind of rivals. But we always disagree on what's God's country. And if you're from Quincy, you know it's the real God's
country. Of course.
You guys weren't in Quincy, though. You guys were in Dorchester.
It doesn't matter.
So
it doesn't matter.
It's like you got to come to God's country, but we're not there. We're away
St.
for the day.
Patrick's Day!
And we all know Charlestown is God's country. Continue on. What is this next audio?
Please. So this is Nikki just arguing the point that Milton is God's country.
How about you, Nick?
You know, I'm all down for do what you want to do, but I do have to disagree with Pat right here that Quincy is not God's country.
You live in Quincy.
Unfortunately I do, but growing up, Milton is God's country, and I gotta admit it's way better than Quincy. Smells, you know. So smells bad.
What's that smell?
That would be Quincy.
No. Someone farted.
Okay.
Hey, smelling farted.
Yeah, but we have good farts.
Oh my! Why does your friend Nikki, who I'm assuming is around your age, sound like Edith Bunker from All in the Family? She sounds like
smells, you know.
She sounds like she's a 65-year-old lady.
She is one of my favorite people in the world. I really have to tell you, she grew up in Milton. She lives in Quincy now, and she just hates it. She hates the fact that she's not there anymore.
I get that. I get that sense.
All right, I have another piece of audio. Nikki can't leave. What is this?
So she was really mad that I was leaving. I called an Uber around 4 o'clock because I had to be up, and she was not having it.
What should I say to them tomorrow?
I want to call them right now and say, excuse me, Carson and Kennedy. My friend cannot go home right now. She's having
fun, and I'm having fun with her. And she enjoys St. Patrick's Day like the black Irish girl she is. So she cannot go home right now.
I feel like if you got that call, Carson, you would probably say, okay, get the day off.
Happy St. Patrick's Day!
Woo! Oh my God. Did she even last for like another 15 minutes?
She did. She was there. I saw her snap taking shots after I left. So.
Oh my God.
I got to check on her today.
That is amazing.
He's winning!
I'm in love with the shapes.
Happy St. Patrick's Day!
Woo! She sounds like a Muppet.
I'm in love with
you. I love her. I love her.
She's we need more Nikki in our lives.
Quincy smells, you know? Quincy smells, you know?
Actually, you know what? We don't even need Nikki. I can imitate her here on the radio.
Quincy smells, you know? It's Quincy smells, you know?
I can't breathe.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix
1041. I got to come hey. On Manhattan, baby girl, what's happening?
Nothing says St. Patrick's Day more than Bruno Mars.
Like a traditional Irish dirge.
Salt, I hear you guys had quite the day.
Yeah, we had a whole weekend, to be honest with you. It was awesome. And last week it started. My wife was, you know, prepping, and now that we have CP, it's always like, hey, we got to get her the cool onesie that says something on it, you know, yep. for the holiday or whatever, all that jazz. And so we were talking about last week, and I'm like, we need to find somewhere to go listen to Irish music. And my wife said to me, she goes, oh, well, I looked it up online, and the library in Marshfield, they do live music, and it's free. And I go, No.
We're going to a bar.
No. Doesn't she know she's married?
We're going to a pub.
100% yeah. Irish.
Right? She is Irish now by marriage, but our daughter is 50% Irish, and we're going to celebrate the hell out of this.
Yep.
And I said, you know, this is my time to shine.
It's your Christmas, man.
And we are bringing the baby to the bar, and we are showing up when they open. So
11 a.m. at the
club. No, 10 a.m.
Oh, 10 a.m.
This was 10 a.m. We went to the Tinker's Sun in Norwell, and a great little spot.
What's it called again?
The Tinker's Sun in Norwell.
Is this like your classic Irish pub?
Oh, it's totally like just traditional Irish pub,
that's
you know,
cool.
Shepherd's pie and everything.
Right.
And so we're driving up, and Sarah, you know, she's still a little like, I don't know about this. Mm-hmm. This is weird. As soon as we pull into the parking lot, we see a family, and they have their kids in their soccer uniforms with their cleats on rolling into the bar. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is amazing.
So this is Ben and Lauren?
No. So Sarah's like, okay, I feel a little bit more at ease. And then we're getting out of the car. We're bringing in CP, who's passed out in her car seat. And we see another family with their car seat. And we're like, okay, this is the place to be. Mm-hmm. So the next table over from us, they have two little girls that are absolutely adorable. So I asked them, you know, what made them bring them into the bar?
All right, now you guys are out here today enjoying St. Patrick's Day, and you have two adorable children. What are their names?
She's Maisie. She's 6 weeks old, and this is Ella. She's 3.
All right, so you guys win an award for the youngest child at the bar today.
Yep, we're proud of it.
I had to drag my wife out, and she's like, oh, my God, we're here at 10 a.m. drinking at a bar.
That's the spirit. I'm looking for my coffee with Bailey's right now. It cannot come soon enough.
Yeah. Yep, same here.
Was this something like you were just like, no, this is something you got to do?
Well, we've done it every year. She was here when she was 6 weeks, probably. So
she's probably the youngest kid ever in this bar.
What do you think about that, young lady?
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
That's so adorable. Thanks, guys.
Aww. That's how young she was.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. 6-week-old baby in the bar. I wanted to high-five them. I wanted to send them over some shots.
Rock stars.
Because Maisie was driving home, I think.
Oh, definitely.
I'm pretty sure.
Set of squad goals, parenting goals.
So, yeah, no, we looked around the bar, and it was great because there was so many families there. They had live Irish music. They had an Irish buffet. And so there was another couple, and their baby was almost the exact same age as CP.
Now, Melissa, I just met Grace, and she is 8 months old. What made you decide to bring Grace to the bar today?
Well, who doesn't bring a baby to the bar?
I brought a baby and a pregnant wife.
Well done.
Were you guys worried at all about it? Because we know when we were walking in today, Sarah was a little like, I don't know if we should be doing this. And I'm like, let's do it. We're Irish.
So we were kind of the king and queen of bouginess before and really like liked nice restaurants. And then we started having to go about nice restaurants with good food that you could bring a kid to that could scream.
Yeah.
And it would be okay.
Well, Grace is just a delight. She's been fantastic today, haven't you, Grace? Okay, sorry. Don't be sad. Now, what about you, Dad? How do you feel about bringing her out?
Oh, any time to a local on a good holiday, I'm always down for it. She shares in the food. Not up for the Guinness just yet, but yeah, she's always up for a good time. Oh. Most of the time.
All right, Grace, it'll be all right. Now, did she eat any of the brunch today?
Oh, yeah, everything but the black pudding. Mommy says no black pudding until you're five.
I don't know what black pudding is. What is that?
Blood sausage.
I don't know what blood sausage is.
Sausage with a little bit of pork blood in it. Absolutely delicious.
Oh, that was the black stuff. Okay. Oh, that was good. I didn't even realize I ate it.
Yeah.
No blood for the baby until she's five.
Yeah, exactly.
I love how he's like, she's always down for a good time, you know?
Oh, yeah.
She's 8 months old. She's always down for a good time.
He was a giant of an Australian
I just
man,
imagined.
Too. He was just a giant man, and oh, their baby was so adorable. But yeah, it was just so funny looking around the bar and just seeing all these little babies.
Okay, sorry.
And CP, just asleep. Just asleep,
amazing.
Eating some eggs and enjoying the time.
Passed out when she walks in like a boss.
You are officially a parent. It
really?
Has happened.
Oh, yeah.
I can remember when we first, like, when you first had the baby, you're like, yeah, we're not going to do anything. And you quickly learn at this age.
Nope.
Especially because she's going to be walking soon.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Like
literally.
Next year, she's going to be running around the bar asking for quarters.
Oh, yeah.
Machines.
No, she's going to go get daddy shots.
Right.
Give me a Guinness.
That's awesome.
Get dad a half and half.
The 16th annual Mixed Cares for Kids Radiothon, sponsored by Shaw's and Star Market, was another huge success.
618,324!
Thank you, Boston, for supporting us once again with your generous donations to keep Boston Children's Hospital at the top of the list for pediatric care.
And over $10 million in 16 years. We can't thank you enough, Boston! Goodbye!
So there it is, $618,324 raised over the course of 13 hours with the Mixed Cares for Kids Radiothon benefiting Boston Children's Hospital. And as you heard there, our 16-year total is now $10.5 million. And we're just so grateful that you would get involved, that you would call in, that you would make a donation. I wanted to share some messages that we got with some people while we were out of the studio on Friday. We got a text. By the way, Kennedy is out sick today. We got this text, Salt, from the 508. Hey, I just want to say thank you to everyone at the radio station because of your stories and the enthusiasm and dedication. I just called in to make a donation. It never would have crossed my mind to do so if not for this event. So thank you for helping me to help others, which is interesting because you really don't think about it. And if we don't get together and do this event once a year, it can kind of fall by the wayside.
I was telling people that it's not just the money that we raise. It's not just the $618,000 that we raised for that hospital. It's the fact that now people know about that hospital. People that have never thought about that hospital that didn't realize, oh, wow, if I have a child that's in need, that's the first place you should go. That hospital is going to get it done. And it's world renowned. There was an interesting story that Sandy, who runs the hospital, she said, she told me off the air, because we were talking about orphan diseases. And orphan diseases are those diseases that affect such a small percentage, and it's actually almost not even a percentage of the population. Mm-hmm. It's such a small number of people that they don't get funding for because they're not like big and broad, like breast cancer or you know, prostate cancer or anything like that. And she said that they had a case that within 8 months of the child coming in and being diagnosed with this just disease that they didn't even know was out there, they found a drug and they're on their way to a cure within 8 months. And it's a disease that only affects a handful of people, and that's all because of what they do there.
We got a text from the 774. I'm so happy I just called in to become an everyday hero. Children's Hospital found my diabetes, diagnosed me at the age of five. I went there every 3 months until I turned 20. Children's is very near and dear to my heart, and I get excited every year when you have radiothons, and thank you all so much. We just want to say thank you to you. I mean, we're out there, but you guys are the ones calling in, and Annie, you saw it firsthand, you know, how people come out and support the hospital.
It really is so unbelievable. And it just, you know, what we do every day is entertaining and it's fun. And then you get there on that day and you're like, nothing else matters. Nothing. It's just, it makes you realize what it's all really about. And it's so important to be there and to really see these kids and these parents and what they've gone through. And for listeners to connect with that experience, I think is an unbelievable thing that this radio station does.
We got a text from Aaron, Tyler's mom. You played Tyler's story song. Unfortunately, I missed it. Tyler is doing awesome. He's almost six now. He wanted to stay home and listen to Radiothon all day. Instead, he decided he was going to ask his teacher to play it in the classroom. Thank you, guys. We love Boston Children's Hospital so much. Message from Hannah. My husband and I just became everyday heroes. What you guys are doing is incredible. We love the work there with the staff, how they love the kids so much. I work with children in the social work field everywhere from Brockton into Fall River, all the way around to Jamaica Plain, and everywhere I go, they can't stop raving about the staff and incredible care that they get at Boston Children's Hospital. So thank you to everybody who supported. We also got a message from Samantha. She says, I've been a patient at Boston Children's Hospital since I was 4 years old. I'm almost 32 now. I was treated for cystic fibrosis, type 1 diabetes. I have been out of the hospital several times over the past 28 years, including every other major holiday and numerous birthdays. Donations like the ones from Radiothon help those of us in the hospital through unbearable times when we're not home for the holidays, when we're not with our family. If it weren't for Boston Children's Hospital, I may not have made it to 32, which was my original life expectancy when I was 18. So thank you to everyone for your continued support. I mean, to think about that, that the money that you donated on Friday is going to keep somebody alive. I mean, that's so powerful.
We had a woman that was there with her two young boys, and one was 14, one was six, and their nicknames were Grandpa, and the other one was Peanut. And they were, and her name was Chantel, and she was a delightful woman. I had and she didn't even come in there to have her story on the air. She was just coming in there, stopping by because the boys were going to be getting a treatment today at the hospital. And she's been going there for 14 years. She said that the only time there was a 2-year stretch where she moved to Vegas, and she was like, that was a big mistake because the hospitals there just don't compare. She said, we literally moved back because of Boston Children's Hospital.
So if you missed it again, $618,324 with the Mixed Cares for Kids Radiothon benefiting Boston Children's Hospital. So we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you a million times over, 10.5 million times.
Unbelievable.
And if you want to check out some of the pictures and the videos, they're all up on the Mix 104.1 Facebook page.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I had some sad news over the weekend.
Was there a loss in your family?
Yeah, a loss of almost $4,000 over the weekend.
What?
What did you do? Did you just have it laying around?
Yeah. No, I don't have it laying around, and that's the problem. So we dropped off my wife's car at the dealership on Saturday because there's a little thing that says brake pads.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so
I always hate it when those weird lights come on. You know, the flat tire one I'm used to, the gas one, of course, you know, the seatbelt one. But then when it's something weird and you're like, what does
this one's
an asterisk, four squiggly lines?
Well, this one actually says brake pads on it.
Okay.
So we're like, okay, brake pads. So we drop off the car and she went out doing some shopping Saturday morning. We're trying to buy a little like ottoman or something for our living room. We still have nothing in our living room.
Mm-hmm.
We've been in this house almost 5 years. So she's finally going to buy like a coffee table or something for our living room. And she gets home and she's like, have you heard from the car dealership yet? I said no. And she's just like, I'm so worried. It's going to be like $1,000 for this. And so I get online and I look up brake pads for her car. And I look it up and it says it's anywhere between $150 and $300. And I'm like, just relax. It's going to be like $300, $400. And I'm telling you, no longer we get finished with that conversation. Within the next 30 minutes, we get the call from the dealership because they're supposed to call us before they do the work.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's like, hey, this is so-and-so from the dealership. She's got it on speaker. He's like, okay, so you know, you definitely need brake pads, but you're going to need rotors too.
Yeah, you never just get brake pads.
No.
It's always something else. So what are we looking at now?
$800.
Okay.
So
that's,
she also
that's under a grand.
So she also has the key fob thing, and the chip has stopped working in the key fob thing.
That seems like a Mercedes problem.
So it's now $400. $450 to replace that thing.
Just to replace the key fob?
Just to replace the key fob, $450. And her car is 6 years old, and we bought it used. I mean, we bought it 2 years old.
Yeah.
So then they're like, oh, also, the spring in the back on the left is broken for the suspension. I'm like, well, how does a spring break? He's like, yeah, Boston potholes. What can I tell you? I'm like, okay. He's like, so we have to replace both of them. I'm like, well, if only one's broken, why do you have to replace them both?
Yeah.
He's like, because they wear differently. They've been in there for 6 years.
It's like tires. You can't just buy one new tire. You have to buy at least two.
So that's like another $1,000. Oh, tires, you say, Salt. Yeah. Interesting that you mentioned tires.
Oh, God.
Because he says your front left tire and your back right tire have bubbles in the sidewall.
Oh, boy.
You're kidding me.
Not even the same side that the spring is broken on yeah. a different side.
Like, are they diagonal to each other? Yeah. What has your wife been doing?
I don't know.
Off-roading.
How has she been driving this car?
$3,800 was the estimate for all the stuff.
Did you just like...
Lana starts crying.
Oh, my God.
She's like, I guess we're not getting that coffee table for the living room that I was looking at this morning.
Now, when you get a call like this from the dealership, if you're anything like me, do you think you're like, oh, God, what can I not get? But at the same time, is this guy going to think I'm super chief and don't care about my family because I can't get everything fixed at the same time?
Yes, that is the conversation you have.
Yeah.
And so I say to him, I don't care about the key fob. Lana, you're going to have to start the car with the actual key.
Yeah, you're going to have to put the key in.
Right. You know, the struggle is real.
Yeah.
I'm not spending $450 on that.
Yeah, we can nickel and dime it a little bit.
Right. And he's like, you know, you got your security inspection. I was like, all right, what stuff needs to be fixed to pass the security inspection?
What is necessary? What can I safely put my wife in on the road?
Right. So.
Oh, my God.
So we went with the brakes and we went with the springs. I was like, can we get by on the tires for a little while longer? He's like, yeah, the tires are going to be okay. You should be fine.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, it's like $2,000.
So no coffee table, no ottoman.
No, nothing. No
still have like lawn chairs in the living room.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
You know what else is great? So you just paid all that money.
Right.
And then later this month.
Yeah.
Car payment.
Right. Oh, yeah. It's awesome. Thanks.
My anxiety has anxiety listening to this conversation.
Yeah, that's terrible.
I hate that.
And then they trap you. They give you this beautiful new car to drive around.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that has all the bells, bows.
The upgraded
whistle.
One?
Oh, yeah. It's gorgeous.
We're just going to do this for you.
It wouldn't even fit in my garage. It was so long. Lana's like, oh, I guess we can't get this one. I'm like, we can't get our car repaired.
Yeah.
You can't afford a new one.
Can't afford something that's 50 times more expensive right. than the car repairs.
We can't afford the $450 key fob. You think we can afford that car?
It's amazing.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.